So let us bewail our manifold steps. Maybe not the greatest of rhymes. Might have even seemed slightly awkward, and this can feel like an awkward day. I want to say it's been 70-something years since Ash Wednesday and Valentine's Day have been on the same date. And it might seem strange, and it might seem odd to have a holiday of softness and affection, of sweetness and light. And it's crossed over today with a different kind of holiday altogether. One that is hard instead of soft. One that might taste bitter instead of sweet. One that's not filled with chocolates and flowers, but instead with repentance and mourning and ashes. It's a strange way to start Lent, to have all of these things happening at the same time. Things that seem to not go together, to not make much sense. But there is a way that these days go together, and there is a way that they make sense. There is one connecting element to Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday, which is the same connecting element to me and to you and to all of us and for each of us back to God. And that is quite simply and quite literally what connects Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday, what connects all of us and to the Lord is His godly love for us. And it's really as simple as that. It is the deepest motivation for the flowers and the chocolate, for the Valentine's messages of care and affection that we give to those whom we love. For they themselves are loving gifts from a loving God. And today, while we bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, as we consider our thoughts, words, and deeds that have been far away from the Lord, that have been selfish or hurtful, that have been sinful or wicked, that have been hard, even ugly, we do so in the humility that God loves us nonetheless. We have the freedom and the gift to confess those sins, knowing that out of that love, we are forgiven, we are restored, we are made whole, and we are made new. It is God's love that binds these two seemingly very separate holidays together, Valentine's Day and Ash Wednesday. It is God's love that binds each of us together from different places, different backgrounds, different ages, different manners of life, to be called one body, His body, to feel a stake in one another, to feel a part of one another, to feel bound together. That can't happen just through our own efforts or through our own will. That takes the power of God. And for we who have been far away from the Lord, whether a long time ago or very, very recently, what has brought us back? What has brought us home? What brings us always and faithfully back to Him? Not our love, where our love can be weak and can be petty, where our love can be fickle and selfish, the love of God is steadfast and true. The love of God sees not just us at our best and smiles with affection, but sees us at our absolute lowest and worst, and loves us enough to die. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so is His mercy great upon those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our sins from us. As a father cares for his children, so does the Lord care for those who fear Him. For He Himself knows whereof we are made. He remembers that we are but dust. knowing that we are just dust, knowing that we are mortal, knowing that we are frail and foolish, that we are weak and fickle, knowing that our love even for each other and for God sometimes runs hot and cold, sometimes runs high and low, sometimes is given freely and sometimes begrudgingly and with frustration and annoyance, and yet He knows that and loves us anyway. He receives us anyway, restores us anyway. We repent and ask for His mercy. He gives us a mercy that is greater than the distance between earth and heaven. Greater than the distance between earth and heaven. You cannot measure that distance. You cannot create a ladder tall enough, a building tall enough. You cannot build a rocket strong enough to cover the span between earth and heaven, and yet the mercy that God shows us is even greater than that. When He forgives our sins, He removes them as far as the east is from the west. That's not on a circle, that's on a straight line. Meaning so far apart that they will never, ever cross. For our sin to be removed from us, that it's not put away in a corner, it's not kept on a list, it's not said, well, I forgive you for now, but the next time you do this, I'm going to remind you that you did this before. But as far as the east is from the west, never to be seen or heard from again. And it doesn't happen at our best, and it doesn't happen at our brightest. It happens not when we are at our most lovable, but when we are at our least lovable. Easy to give a valentine or a chocolate or a card to someone who, when you just look at them, the affection just kind of rises in your heart. You almost can't help yourself because you see all of the goodness and the graciousness or all the beauty or all the strength, all of the good things that just make you so glad that this other person is in your life, a husband or a wife or a friend or the people we count on, the people we depend on. An occasion to say, I really care about you. You are just so good for me and to me, and thank you. And yet Ash Wednesday is precisely where we say, Lord, we've been lousy to you. We've been lousy to one another. You can't depend on us. You can't count on us. Just when you think you can, that's exactly when we're going to slip up. That's exactly when we're going to snap. That's exactly when our frustration or our anger or our selfishness or our sinfulness, our pride and our ugliness will get in the way. We'll turn our heads, we'll turn our hearts, and we will just walk straight away from you. We will just walk straight away from each other. It is a strange connection, but it is a connection nonetheless. That it is the love of God that brings together Valentine's Day and it brings together Ash Wednesday. It's not just a quirk of the calendar. It's an opportunity for us to see at the heart of all of this, at the heart of every relationship, at the heart of our own lives, is the love of God. A love that we do not deserve or merit. A love that's got to be awfully difficult to give sometimes. A love that comes freely, but is precious and costly. A love that motivates us to give each other flowers and candy and chocolate and hearts. But a love that goes even deeper and broader and higher and stronger than that. A love that says, not at your best, at your worst. Not at your most lovable, but at your least. Not in your beauty, but in your ashes. Not in your strength, but in your weakness. This is how God loves us. This is when God loves us. Hear me talk about Valentine's Day being commercialized or made a holiday. Valentine's Day is queerness. Any opportunity for us to tell the people that we care about that we care about them, what's wrong with that? Can we do it at any time? Of course we can. But there's just something about the way that our minds work, and there's something about the way life works. And if it can happen at any time, it tends to happen at no time. And we kind of need to set something apart to say, better do it now. And Valentine's Day affords us that opportunity. So we'll do something nice. We'll act extra special. We will do something so that the person we care for feels extra special. Can we do it at any time? Sure we can. But at least we'll do it today. And Ash Wednesday says roughly the same thing, but in the opposite direction. That the love of God for you is so deep, and it is so wide, and it is so broad, and it happens precisely at our worst. We can remember our desperate need for God at any time. We can remember that we are frail, and we fail, and we fall at any time. We can remember that we let each other down, that we hurt those who are depending on us, and our pride and our selfishness will pull us away even from our Savior. But Ash Wednesday says, though you can do it at any time, do it now. Remember the moment, remember your need, and do it now. You offer that chocolate, you offer that Valentine, you offer that flower, and mark the person you care for as loved by you. Then receive the ashes today as the mark of Christ and his love for you. While we were weak, he is eternally strong. While our lives come and go over the span of years or decades, he is eternal. While we are fickle, frail, he is just, and he is loving. He will never abandon us. It's not just a Valentine's because we're lovable at the moment. We're dressed up nice so that our date will go well. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, while we were yet lousy, while we were yet lazy, while we were yet broken and angry, while we were yet frustrated and annoyed, while we were yet sinful and wicked, while we were yet unlovable and ugly, Christ died for us. That is a love that is deeper and higher and broader than every chocolate, every flower, and every heart. It is what binds us together. It is what binds us to God. Be marked today with repentance, with mortality, but be marked today with his love that he gives, even knowing that we are but dust. And to dust shall we return.